I see now that Robert McNamara's greatest and most sinister contribution to history was to jockey the World Bank into becoming an agent of global empire on a scale never before witnessed. He also set a precedent. His ability to bridge the gaps between the primary components of the corporatocracy would be fine-tuned by his successors. For instance, George Shultz was Secretary of the Treasury and Chairman of the Council on Economic Policy under Nixon, served as Bechtel President, and then became Secretary of State under Reagan. Caspar Weinberger was a Bechtel Vice President and General Counsel, and later the Secretary of Defense under Reagan. Richard Helms was Johnson's CIA Director and then became Ambassador to Iran under Nixon. Richard Cheney served as Secretary of Defense under George H.W. Bush, as Halliburton President, and as U.S. Vice President to George W. Bush. Even a President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, began as founder of Zapata Petroleum Corporation, served as ambassador to the UN under Presidents Nixon and Ford, and was Ford's CIA director. Looking back, I am struck by the innocence of those days. In many respects, we were still caught up in the old approaches to empire building. Kermit Roosevelt had shown us a better way when he overthrew an Iranian Democrat and replaced him with a despotic king. We EHMs were accomplishing many of our objectives in places like Indonesia and Ecuador, and yet Vietnam was a stunning example of how easily we could slip back into old patterns. It would take the leading member of OPEC, Saudi Arabia, to change that.